This is episode 11 of Everyday Wellness, Immune Boosters. I'm Dr. Kelly Donahue, clinical health psychologist, here with my co-host, Cynthia Thurlow, functional nutritionist and nurse practitioner. Let's get started. Welcome to Everyday Wellness. Wellness is the result of the decisions that you make every day. It's your mindset and the thoughts you believe. Wellness is the food you put in your body and the relationship you have with yourself and others. Wellness is your work and meaning. Join us on Everyday Wellness as we explore ways that you can choose wellness today. Hello, hello. We are talking today about immunity boosters. And for everyone out there whose kiddos are now, yay, back in school, and we're back to a more normal schedule and back to productivity at its height, I know that this is definitely a concern that many of my clients and friends and family have started asking me about as people are creeping up with little sniffles and low-grade fevers already. You know, here in Washington, D.C., we went from insufferably hot and humid last week to rainy, damp, and in the high 60s. And so we've had a full circle 40-degree adjustment in weather temperature in the past week. And for sure, that generally harkens in the time when we will start seeing people getting sick.
Yes, exactly. Over the summer with the warm weather, I really didn't think too much about colds and flus. Luckily, no one in our family got sick. And as the weather shifted over this past weekend, and I decided to pull out the Instant Pot and the crock pot and do some soups and some warmer foods, it dawned on me that fall is here or is coming. And, you know, with that comes this time of year where we need to think and shift into immune boosting and think about what we're going to do if those colds and flus land on our doorstep.
Yeah, definitely don't want them here. That's for sure. It's interesting. My oldest is the only one, knock on wood, I'm knocking on wood as I say this. My oldest is the only one in 13 years of being a parent that has gotten the flu, and he got it 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And that was so we've been really fortunate, and, you know, he kind of weathered it out. But, you know, the flu in particular can be pretty nasty. I think he was flat on his back for 4 or 5 days and didn't do much other than me forcing him to get up and drink fluids.
Yeah.
Intermittently, he just wanted to sleep the whole time. But I think, you know, before we dive into some of our favorite remedies, I think it really is important to mention to everyone that there are two key areas that I think are important to focus in year round, not just during when we head into fall into winter, but, you know, really thinking about two things, the quality of the sleep we're getting, and then also our stress levels, which we know can profoundly impact our ability to fight infection and to ward off infection. So my favorite topic of conversation as of late is sleep, because I think it's so grossly underestimated and not valued enough in our society that's so go, go, go. And yet it's so foundational to our health and so, so important. And so, you know, when I'm working with clients, that, you know, one of the first things we talk about is just, you know, quality of sleep. But even more important, if you feel like your immune system is taking a little bit of a hit, we used to have an ongoing joke that in healthcare, whether I was a nurse or a nurse practitioner, you're never allowed to be sick. You can't call out unless you're sick, and it better be for, you know, explosive diarrhea that no one wants you around for. Otherwise, we worked sick all the time with low-grade fevers, laryngitis, and a whole slew of other niceties. But the remedy for all of us is that we used to laugh. We're like, we need to be put to bed like a baby. Like, I'm going to go to bed at 7:30 or 8 o'clock. I'm going to wake up in the morning and feel like a rock star. And so that was, you know, the natural kind of inclination was we listened to our bodies. We acknowledged we needed more sleep. And so if you're not getting 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep every night, if you're going to bed with your TV, your iPad, your phone, you're sitting in bed for, you know, a while on electronics, you know, you're going to disrupt the secretion of a hormone called melatonin. And if melatonin is blunted, then cortisol will bump you. Cortisol, what's from the adrenal gland secreted there, will increase, and your body's going to think you're just to stay awake. So all this junk light can adversely impact our sleep. But, you know, making sure that you've got some type of a nighttime ritual, if it's you put lavender oil, essential oils on your feet, if you you know, spray yourself in magnesium oil, or you take a magnesium soak, which are two of my favorite things to do. More power to you, but just acknowledging you need to sleep in a cold, dark place, have a nighttime ritual, make sure you're getting off electronics, making sure that you've got some extra magnesium in your body. I think those are all like super helpful. Like my little guy loves having lavender rubbed on his feet for some reason.
Oh, and that's awesome.
Yeah. I don't so much love the smell of lavender, but I can appreciate if it makes him calm and happy, that makes me happy. Have you guys heard about a bioactive whole food on the market with 5,000 published research studies backing it? When my oldest son needed to go on antibiotics a few months ago, I discovered Armra colostrum, and the benefits for him and his recovery from being on antibiotics have been instrumental in me now recommending this to my dairy non-sensitive patients and clients. Armra's colostrum strengthens immunity, ignites metabolism, fortifies gut health, promotes hair growth and skin radiance, and powers fitness, performance, and recovery. My son has mentioned to me over and over again how great his gut feels, how he has improved his digestion and gut function as well. Colostrum is a rich, exclusive source of immunoglobulins or antibodies that optimize our immune defense even during cold and flu season. And we know the mucosal barriers house over 80% of our body's immune cells, including the antibodies IgG and SIgA. And these immunoglobulins bind and intercept harmful particles like viruses, bacteria, and toxins, blocking them from crossing into the barriers into our bloodstream. And Armra's colostrum contains the highest levels of SIgA and IgG to ensure your most fortified first line of protection. It's sustainably sourced, and it's important to know that you want to mix colostrum only with cold liquids or foods, or dry scoop it into your mouth. This is also great for the oral microbiome. And we've worked out a special offer for my everyday wellness community where you can receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/Cynthia15 or enter Cynthia15 to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/Cynthia15. You definitely want to check it out. Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors and take about 20,000 breaths a day. The indoor air that we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some circumstances, up to 100 times more polluted, according to the EPA. And did you know that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths globally? So what's the solution? I want to introduce you to a product by Air Doctor that has captured the attention of established media outlets like CNN, ABC, and more. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so that your lungs don't have to. This includes pollutants such as allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses that have the potential to go on and make us sick. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day, breathe easy, money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use code Cynthia. You'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 in value. Look at the special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code Cynthia. I absolutely love my air filters. They're an integral component to ensuring that the air that my family breathes in our home is as safe as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just want to reiterate the importance of getting good quality sleep before you get sick. So if we're doing this on a regular basis, if we're getting this good quality sleep, it's going to really help our immune system and help to keep us out of that sympathetic stress response. And I think that if there are times when we find it difficult to get the 7 or 8 hours, or even if we're just feeling run down after getting the 7 and 8 hours and our body is telling us to take a nap, listen and do that. You know, there's no shame in taking a nap. I know that you're a fan of naps, Cynthia.
Oh my goodness. I think naps are yummy and delicious, but you know, sadly I'm kind of at the stage where it's really hard to do that. Although, most of the lacrosse swim team and other such sports moms know that Mrs. Thurlow will sometimes take a 15-minute power nap in the car, and there's no shame in that. Any time of the year, you will catch me shutting my eyes for 10 minutes. My kids think it's funny, but I tell them, I'm like, 10 minutes of closing my eyes and I'm not fully asleep, I feel like a new person. So napping is not just for kids and babies, and you know, adults, there is no shame in doing that. I feel like I get recharged and can kind of take on the world. As I say, I feel like a rock star, and that's, you know, we've got to go home and oversee homework and get dinner prepared and get kids in bed. You know, I want to know that I'm doing it and not screaming my head off like a crazy loon.
Yeah. It helps to do that when you're rested.
Yes.
another thing with getting good rest, you know, sometimes we need to delegate to others and really ask for help so that we can prioritize our health and our sleep. It might mean something like asking your spouse to do the work with the kids or put dinner together on the table so that you can go to bed, tuck yourself in super early, like you mentioned, you know, or it might mean asking someone to pick up the kids, maybe so you could catch a nap in the afternoon, just thinking about ways to allow others to help you. And most of the time, they'll be more than happy to. I think we sort of overestimate the burden on others sometimes when we're trying to figure out whether or not we should allow others to help us.
Yeah. And there's no shame in that. I think that, you know, irrespective of our relationship with the other person, you know, whether, you know, even a good example is, you know, our podcast, we kind of divvy up, you know, divvy up activities and responsibilities, and we share the responsibilities, and therefore it doesn't feel like such an overwhelming task. But I know with, you know, partners and spouses and kids, you know, my kids are now 11, almost 11 and 13. And my expectation is that they do more in the house. And so there's nothing wrong with that. You know, ultimately, we want to raise our kids to be independent adults. And the only way to do that is to let them start taking some accountability for things that go on in the house to make things a little easier. And it really feels good. So don't be afraid of doing that. And don't feel like you have to do everything for your kiddos, unless they're infants or toddlers, of course.
Right. And I think that also plays into the way that we talk to ourselves. I know I go back to this a lot too, but when we are kinder to ourselves, again, our body responds in that way. So I think the same can be said of being ill or getting sick. Our thoughts really become our reality. So if we're telling ourselves, oh, this is going to be the worst cold ever, I'm not going to be able to get any better, that's not helping you to get better at all. If you're telling yourself, I can get over this, I need to get some rest and allow others to step in, then you're going to have a completely different attitude about it, and your body will respond differently.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd love to hear, because I certainly have a list of my own, I'd love to hear what your kind of go-to immunity boosters are beyond the foundational stuff that we just touched on about, you know, stress reduction and sleep quality. What are some of the things that you and your family really depend on in the summertime, the winter and the fall to stay well?
I think one of the basic ones is just being mindful of washing our hands. So after we get back from school, or if we've, you know, been high-fiving at soccer practice or whatever, just really being more mindful about washing our hands when we come inside. And then my go-tos, now whether these actually work, and there's some literature evidence to support their utility, or whether or not they are placebo, you know, I don't really care, because I feel like they have made a difference. And those things are taking vitamin C and vitamin D, and then also taking some elderberry syrup. My mom started making this organic elderberry syrup in like vats, so we have plenty of it to use. So we try to take that regularly as fall approaches. And then when we feel ourselves getting a little run down, or I notice my son's eyes not looking quite as bright, then we'll up the amount of vitamin C, D, and elderberry syrup that we take. So that's sort of like my frontline source of defense before we bring in any of the specific herbs. How about you? Do you have sort of a frontline?
I do. I mean, I think gut health is, you know, clearly it's paramount. We know that's where the bulk of our neurotransmitters and immunity really stems from. So ensuring that my kiddos are getting a pretty variety diet, ensuring that they're not eating a lot of sugar, and eating some probiotic rich foods, you know, that's always kind of the focus. And then we layer in things on top of it, but gut health is obviously paramount. So if they're eating Consuming Element on a daily basis is one of my favorite ways to take care of my health. And we know that by consuming proper amounts of electrolytes, it can contribute to quality sleep, which is critical to all of my perimenopause and menopausal patients and clients. We know that magnesium increases a neurotransmitter called GABA that is known for producing calming effects. And consuming adequate levels of sodium can help you sleep through the night because low sodium levels increase cortisol and adrenaline. Additionally, if you are intermittent fasting, it's important to understand that when you fast, two things can dehydrate you. Number one, if your insulin levels remain low, it can signal to our kidneys to excrete more sodium or salt, a process called naturesis. And as glycogen or stored glucose is broken down, the water left over from the glycogen breakdown is urinated out. So if you want to take care of your health in one of my favorite ways, you can consume Element electrolytes. My favorite flavors are grapefruit and citrus, but there are many others to choose from. And if you go to drinkelement.com/Cynthia, you can get a free sample pack to try them out on your own. Again, it's drinkelement.com/Cynthia for your free sample pack where you can try all of their flavors. Mighty Maca is a superfood drink mix full of 30 plus natural ingredients, and it was formulated by Dr. Anna Kabeca during her healing journey. Mighty Maca Plus ingredients, which include nourishing ingredients like organic maca powder, turmeric, quercetin, broccoli, parsley, trans resveratrol, pomegranate extract, and more, were carefully selected for immune support, to sustain energy, provide mental clarity, and improve recovery. It also tastes delicious. It supports healthy detoxification and alkalinity in the body, balances hormones, fights free radicals, and neutralizes lactic acid, all while increasing your energy and vitality. It helps improve your digestion and reignites your libido. It's a powerful superfood drink mix that needs to be part of your daily routine. And Dr. Anna is offering my listeners 10% off your first purchase by using the link dranna.com/Cynthia. That's 10% off your first that's 10% off your first purchase by using the link dranna.com/Cynthia. It's delicious and nutritious.
Lots of processed junk. It's going to be harder for them to fight off gut bugs because gut bugs and other types of viruses and bacteria love sugar. Mm-hmm. So sugar just feeds them. But I always like to think about things like bone broth, which we know can be really therapeutic. And so I tend to, if I'm making basmati rice or quinoa or some type of, you know, pseudo grain or grain, or, you know, chicken soup, I love to make homemade bone broth, which we know has a lot of immunity boosting components. I love elderberry syrup, although my mom doesn't make any for us. So sometimes I get lazy and I'll go to Vitacost or Whole Foods and get some there, which is always ridiculously expensive and very sugary. But I like vitamin C, like you mentioned. Whole food sources of vitamin C are good as well. You know, citrus fruits and things of that nature, spinach, you know, rose hips is another Whole Foods. When I say Whole Foods, I'm not referring to the store. I'm referring to just an actual product by nature that can be beneficial to take for immunity. So rose hips is a vitamin C rich option. But I also like things like knack. That is something I will take when I travel. I like medicinal mushrooms. There are some really high quality Chinese mushrooms that I will take when I travel. It's usually, those are usually my go-tos, knack, vitamin C, bone broth, medicinal mushrooms are things that I enjoy doing, but also things like echinacea, astragalus, which are adaptogens. But I have a friend who introduced me to what she referred to as not a shooter, like a shot glass, but something you can take in a small quantity that has some immunity boosting properties. And so she does apple cider vinegar, manuka honey, garlic, and cayenne pepper. So it's got a little bit of a kick. It's a little sweet. But those four things together, she calls it a flu bomb.
Oh, and is so that she'll like take fire cider?
Yeah. Well, yes, kind of. But it's not like when I think of fire cider, I think of something that's pre-made, but this is something that she'll make, that she enjoys. But yeah, it's got an interesting flavor profile. So if you were giving it to a non-adult, I would think you'd have to kind of make them very ready, because the cayenne can be a little bit, you know, strong. But yeah, so all those things together kind of synergistically help boost immunity in a positive way. So those are usually my go-tos, but I, like we've mentioned and we've said, before in the cast, that, I think it's really important that you just focus on self-care when you're feeling run down and listening to your body and not pushing through, you know, whether it's upper respiratory infections or, flu viruses or any of those things, just resting as much as you can, because it's important to let these things actually do their job. But prevention, any of the above, and many of these things you can find, you know, in your local Whole Foods or, you know, Vitacost or some of these other online retailers, you can find, you know, good quality options that are available. In the medicinal mushrooms, you have to be a little more picky about that. You want to make sure you go with a company that is not using, you know, mushrooms that have been sprayed by a bunch of pesticides. And if anyone's interested, they're more than welcome to reach out to me. I'm happy to share the brands that I use and the ones that I trust and use with my clients and family.
Yeah, I think the big take-home messages here are that prevention is great, and using whole food sources of some of these things we've talked about is easy, and so you're not taking a ton of supplements at one time, you know, doing
exactly
natural whole foods, vegetables, fruits, probiotics, and getting some of these other herbs and blends in tea, so that you're also kind of hydrating your body at the same time.
Absolutely. And I know someone's going to ask questions about probiotics. And so here's my takeaway message about probiotics. There's nothing wrong with probiotics. I prefer probiotic-rich foods as a whole. And then working with someone who is able to identify what kind of probiotic would be best served for you to take. When I finished my nutritional training, there was a lot of focus on, you know, encouraging us to make sure that everyone was taking probiotics. What I've come to find, and within my niche, is that many people have gut infections that adding probiotics in would not be beneficial for them at the very beginning. So really on a case-by-case basis, but there are definitely companies that I like, know, and recommend, but always in the context of what you yourself really need in your diet. But lots of probiotic-rich foods are a great way to, you know, make sure that you're introducing lots of beneficial bacteria to your body.
Awesome. Great. Well, everyone, we hope that you've enjoyed these tips. Short and sweet. And that you can use them to keep you and your family healthy. And if you want to reach out to Cynthia or me, you can find out our details in the show notes.
Awesome.
We hope you have a great and healthy fall.
Sounds great.
Thank you so much for joining us. You can find out more about Cynthia and her work at chtwellness.com. And you can find out more about Kelly and her work at everydaytherapist.com. In addition, if you have questions for us or topics you'd like us to address, please email us at everydaywellnesspodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, be well.